Representative Paul Tonko, now you know you're one of my favorite people in the whole world, right?
I hope so.
And you don't mind if I ask you a few personal questions, do you?
I don't know. You're always a danger zone.
Well, I notice, you know, I don't have a lot of hair on the top of my head, and you don't either. But yours is much more shiny than mine is, and I'm wondering, do you polish it?
It's just that natural, healthy mane.
Is that what it is? Okay, I hope you're not insulted by my asking that question. No, certainly not. Okay, so we live in interesting times.
That's one adjective.
No, we live in interesting times. Question mark?
Oh, we do live in interesting times, absolutely.
So you're going to be difficult, aren't you?
Yeah. No, I think that, the surprise attacks that you hear every day, the flip-flopping on policy, the need to move directly into great dialogue on these issues is very much lacking. And so... they are interesting times.
Okay. So there are people who really believe Donald Trump is truly and clinically off the spectrum. You know, some people think he's really nutty. Do you think so?
Well, I think there's a lot of reaction to issues that is just knee-jerk and emotional and hypes the emotions rather than getting down, drilling down into the issue and resolving issues that unite us rather than divide us. And build our competitive edge, sharpen our competitive edge to compete globally in an innovation economy.
Well, there are those people who are now saying, who know him, that he is he's mentally unfit to be president of the United States. You think so?
Well, I am not a clinician, so I could
not
say.
Well, that's a cop-out.
No, I
in the quiet of your own, bedroom at night, talking to yourself, do you ever say, this guy really... nuts.
Well, some of the behavior is unusual, but...
Is that as far as you're going to go?
Yeah, I think so. It's
this is a guy who may be unstable. It's a word a lot of people have been using, and he has his finger close to the button, right?
Yeah, that's a... just the recent discussion, his recent speech addressing Afghanistan reminds me that you need to be thorough here, and you need to incorporate Congress. And a plan has to be developed for our exit strategy in what is our longest war in the history of this country, that in Afghanistan. And yeah, that kind of lacking in details, all while you have someone just a finger away from the button, is a concern because I see how Afghanistan is approached as an issue, and it needs to be done with in incorporation with Congress. And in a masterfully way that brings in our allies because the troops are exhausted, the American taxpayers are exhausted, and there has to be a better use of our military, a more strategic use of our military.
So what would you do?
Well, I think, for one, we're skipping a very important block along the walk, and that is diplomacy. I think right now the cost of going to war, I think we have spent to date $800 billion in the war in
you
Afghanistan.
You think you can argue with these guys, these jihadists and the rest of them, that, in a diplomatic manner in which they would concede, to the United States in any way?
Well, I think it's a way for us to at least begin a process that we have to hope will work. And I think it's what our allies would probably want, too. The cost of going to war would be extreme, not just in dollars and cents, not just in the drain it provides on our economy and the disinvestment that occurs on the domestic side of the equation, but in terms of lives, lost lives. The cavalier approach and not having the specifics, not outlining a plan, talking about a strategy, an exit strategy, not sharing numbers. This should all be done in concert with Congress so that, we avoid some of these mistakes of the past.
Okay, but Paul Tonko, I have to ask you this, because, I was sort of concentrating on the mental unfitness, and I know if you read the 25th Amendment, people can get kicked out if they're proven to be a danger to the country, which is why I mentioned the button. There are many people who are now saying that if the Democrats take the House, it is a certainty that Trump will be impeached. Is that right?
Well, what I think should be focused upon is the drilling down through investigation. on all of the concerns that have been brought to people's attention. We don't know for certain what those elements of discovery might include, but maybe there's nothing there. But I think that we certainly owe it to the people and to the generations to come in this country to know exactly what that partnership was about, what the involvement of Russia might have been, is, or would have been. And we need to know that. We need that drilling down. Impeachment, yeah, I think it would depend on what these groups investigating the president and his campaign team and those around him, determining what is discovered there will determine whether or not there's a move to impeach.
Well, I hear you, but based on what you've seen thus far, Paul Tonko, would you vote to impeach him as of right now?
I think I would want to see determinations coming from the committee. And I think Mueller's work will
Special Counsel Mueller?
Exactly. Will provide an awful lot of foundation to the thinking that you need to make here.
I see. It seems to me it keeps coming back to Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia.
Mm-hmm.
He gives a talk the other night, he doesn't mention Russia. We know that one of his sons has said we get the money we need for our projects from Russia. That's extraordinary to me, especially since he's denied all of that.
And if that's the case, if that were true, that's putting this country at risk based on somebody's own capitalist needs. And I would find that regrettable. You know, we're hearing a lot of claims out there. I think they need to be investigated. The integrity of Mueller, the opinion of people from both sides of the aisle about this individual are very strong. They believe in his integrity. They believe he's very capable and very thorough. And I think that sort of approach to all the cloudy, murky situations out there will be best addressed by Mueller going through, investigating, drilling down, making certain all the information is gathered, and then informing the general public. And where, you know, that investigation may not require that the public be told or be allowed to share with the public, that's where I think the investigations in Congress are important, so that they can share with the public their findings.
It now appears that the president is at war with the majority leader in the United States Senate. What is your observation about how he's getting along with your speaker in your house?
It seems to be an on-again, off-again relationship, but, you know, for someone who wanted to run the House through regular order, where regular order meaning going to committees for every step of the process, making certain that issues are and legislative solutions are aired thoroughly and in the light of day, that has all been abandoned. And I think some of this is playing into the Trump situation, enabling him, just coming to mind is the health care bill, where they played nice with President Trump. And then weeks after that, he called it a mean bill. So I think it's an association that doesn't, again, provide for a guaranteed partnership, but he seems to be supporting the president in some of these actions that would hurt the great many of us across this country.
I love talking to Paul Tonko, and he takes more from my fresh mouth than anybody should. Paul Tonko, thank you.
Thank
we
you,
so
Doctor.
Appreciate you being here.
Okay.